Think of all the sleep hacks you've ever heard. You could spend years trying them all. Or you could instantly transform your sleep with Boll & Branch. They make the softest, most breathable bedding you've ever felt. And it's all 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. Millions of sleepers love their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And you can try all of them for 20% off with promo code Odyssey. So hurry to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com. See site for details.
It's happening. You know what's going to happen at work today? Nothing. People are going to get nothing done because all of the bandwidth is going to get sucked up for people watching Super Bowl ads on YouTube.
Well, the Super Bowl ads are, to a lot of us, almost as exciting as the game. Not quite, but almost.
But the last couple of years, it seems like they've released them ahead of time, all week long, really. Yeah. But today, all of them are out. But ahead of the game, certainly, you can find out which ads you're going to want to see in context. And it's almost like they release them on YouTube, and then they do different versions of them that play actually during the game, so you're more interested in them.
Yeah, they're just trying to create some advance hype. And, of course, we're falling for it because you and I have been watching them now for the last 10 minutes.
Danny DeVito as the red M&M, that was a good one. It's hard to even begin to describe it, but it's a little naughty.
Well, yeah.
Think about it. If you're going to imagine the red M&M being anybody in a human form, I mean, Danny DeVito's pretty spot on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Funny.
Right.
I love it.
The Pringles one, we were just watching that with Bill Hader, which looks really, really good.
Bill Hader, he's got one of those faces. I just look at him and laugh. Like, he's like Jim Carrey that way. He has such a physicality about him. Like, he's just, like, flavor stacking these Pringles and shoving them in his face.
Seems like getting big stars, TV or film stars, in the ads is still a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Right? There's one, it's a really cute premise. Alexa, if you have an Alexa, Alexa loses her voice, and these different people are filling in for Alexa until Alexa gets her voice back, which is Gordon Ramsay among them.
Funny.
And, you know, it's very, very funny.
Yeah.
And I think this may be the last that we see of the Bud Light, the Dilly Dilly thing.
Yeah.
Because I heard the Bud Light sales are down.
Yeah,
right?
And it always used to be like the American beer brand. And now, like, maybe with all the craft beers coming out and stuff, it seems to be struggling a little bit.
That's what's happening. I think like Miller Lite beat them for the first time in like 30 years or something as like the number three spot.
Wow.
Yeah.
But the King recorded, I mean, they did different versions of the ads. They did one actually for Minnesota, where the Super Bowl is going to be. They did one for the Eagles, and they did a Dilly Dilly ad for the Patriots, and it sounded like this.
Patriots of New England, hear my words. When thy enemies want to dethrone you, you must defend what is yours.
Nice.
And when haters accuseth thee of foul play, remember, it's because they're jealous of thy rings.
Right.
And when thou feelest that the battle is all but lost, rely on the wisdom and handsomeness of thy quarterback. Follow your sleeveless leader. Dilly dilly.
It's pretty good. It's good stuff. We'll be watching. 6:41. Here comes the almost impossible question. Stop right after Ed Sheeran and Magic of Morning.